One Sunday morning, the archaeologists were working in the friary field, the site of the old friary, and newcomers who hadn't done any archaeology were always started off with a great mound under the trees, which had been a medieval rubbish pit. And my late friend, Maxine Miller, was a teacher who just arrived in Bedfordshire, wanted to get to know people. Her hobby was archaeology. She joined the Archaeology Society. She'd been digging in this trench, maybe on two or three previous days, and she lifts up this brooch. It was all clean and dry. And she says, "Walrus, I presume," meaning whoever was digging there last had dropped it off the front of their clothes. Everyone gathers round, and the more knowledgeable people knew at once it was gold. If it's gold, you have to take it to the police station. You can imagine how thrilled Dunstable Police Station was on a Sunday morning to have all this assortment of odd-dressed men and women turning up with a gold brooch. And Maxine and the site director, Les Matthews, had to give evidence. And a man came up from the Victoria and Albert Museum called John Cherry, and he sprung this great surprise that it was the only known example of the swan brooch, which had been found actually in Europe. There's lots in brasses, stone monuments, all this sort of thing, and that it was the badge of a royal society, and therefore, of course, very, very important.